The Senate will come to order on this Friday afternoon. Leading us in prayer today is the Reverend Michelle Bradley of the Church of Hope at the South Dakota State Women's Prison. And our page of the day is Brandy Dietrich from Elkton.
Let us pray. God, we thank you as the Creator for our beautiful state, for the hills and prairies and the rivers. We thank you for the abundant wildlife and the rich agricultural land. You are the giver of all good and perfect things, O God. We ask that you give your gifts of wisdom and understanding to these legislators as they go about the business of lawmaking for our state. Let decisions be made that will protect all and increase the quality of life for all. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The secretary will call the roll.
Elbers, Apa, Bowe, Bose, Brown, Dugard, Duhirik, Dunnick, Dietrich, Larry, Dietrich, Elmer, Drake, Duxbury, Evers, Greenfield, Hagen, Hingy, Ham, Huttmacher, Cleveland, Ketzel, Koskin, Madden, McCracken, McIntyre, Moore, Munson, Olson, Putman, Reed, Stagers, Sutton, Simmons, Vitter, Valesky, Whiting. Quorum present, Madam President.
Approval of the journal.
Madam President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the third day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Arnold M. Brown, Chairman.
At this time, Senator Putnam, we'd like you to welcome some of the 15 Abate chapters of South Dakota that are here today for Biker Day at the Capitol. They are 65 loyal bikers and their families that are with us. Would you please stand and we can welcome you. Senator Putnam.
Thank you. I wonder if I could have a personal privilege, Madam
President. That's granted.
Thank you. I know that's a little unusual, but I take this opportunity as a new member, I guess, to welcome these folks to appear because they take time out of their day, too, to come up, and they're just loyal citizens, and they enjoy coming up and watching the Capitol work. I thank you for announcing it today.
We're glad they're with us. Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Commerce respectfully reports that it has under consideration Senate Bill 41, due pass, placed on the consent calendar, Senate Bill 34 and 40, amended, due pass, and placed on the consent calendar, and Senate Bill 38, amended, due pass. David Munson, Chairman. Committee on Taxation respectfully reports that it has under consideration Senate Bill 65, due pass, Senate Bill 45, due pass, and placed on the consent calendar. Dick Hangey, Chairman. Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that reports that it has under consideration the nomination of Robert D. Hofer, Peer, Daniel J. Nichols from Sioux Falls, and James D. Sheridan from Huron to the Pardons and Paroles Commission and returns the same with the recommendation that the Senate do advise and consent to the confirmation of said appointment. Fred Whiting, Chairman.
Reports of select committees.
Madam President, the Joint Select Committee appointed to make arrangements for the memorial service for the deceased former members of the South Dakota House and Senate respectfully reports that it has recommended that the Senate and House of Representatives recess and convene in the House chamber at 3 p.m. on Thursday, January 18, 2001, and that a joint memorial resolution be introduced in their memory by their colleagues in the Senate and the House. A short program will follow the introduction of the memorial resolution. At the conclusion of the memorial service, the Senate will retire to the Senate chamber and continue with its regular order of business. The memorial resolution shall be printed in the House and Senate journals. Respectfully submitted, Senators Madden, Putnam, and Reedy, and Representatives Smith, Koistra, and Lang. Also, Senator Madden moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the making arrangements for a memorial service for the deceased former members of the South Dakota House and Senate be adopted.
Is there a second? Those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. That motion carries. Messages.
Madam President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee for the purpose of making arrangements for the legislative days for members, officers, and employees of the House and Senate. And also, Madam President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee for the purpose of conferring with the Director of the Legislative Research Council in regard to making arrangements for the distribution of the official directory, House and Senate journals and bills, and other legislative printing for the two houses in the state office with full power to act. And also, Madam President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that this House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee, the purpose of fixing the compensation of the elective and appointed officers and employees of the House and Senate for the 76th legislative session. Also, Madam President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee for the purpose of securing chaplains for the 76th legislative session. Respectfully submitted, Karen Gerdes, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions.
Senator Evers moved that Senate Bill 6 and Senate Bill 7 be referred from the Committee on State Affairs to the Committee on Local Government.
Is there a second? Those in favor say aye. And opposed, no. That motion carries.
Senator Hamm moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to securing chaplains for the 76th legislative session and, is found on page 44 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
Is there a second? Those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. That carries.
Senator Evers moved that a committee of three be appointed as a Senate Select Committee for the purpose of establishing the permanent Senate rules for the 76th legislative session.
Is there a second? Those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. That motion carries.
The President appointed as such committee Senators Evers, Brown, and Huttmacher. Senate Commemoration Resolution Number 3, supporting the conversion of the underground mine and portions of the surface mining facility at Homestake Mine in Leeds, South Dakota, to a national underground science laboratory operated by the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology for the National Science Foundation.
First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 67, an act to allow a school district to deposit the proceeds from the sale of surplus property into capital outlay fund. Senate Bill 69, an act to provide for the appointment of delegates from state tribal governments to the legislature. Senate Bill 69, to act to appropriate money to the state fair. Senate Bill 70, an act to require certain statistics regarding traffic law enforcements to be collected and maintained. Senate Bill 71, an act to revise the index factor in the state aid to education formula. Senate Bill 72, an act to revise the crime of vehicular homicide. Senate Bill 73, an act to allow the use of marijuana for certain medical purposes.
The President has made the following committee assignments. Senate Bill 67 to Education, 68 State Affairs, 69 Appropriations, 70 Judiciary, 71 Education, 72 Judiciary, 73 State Affairs, and Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 3 to State Affairs. We will revert to Joint Select Committees.
Madam President, your Joint Select Committee appointed on Senate Rules respectfully reports that it has under consideration the Senate Rules and recommends that the temporary Senate Rules become the permanent Senate Rules of the 76th legislative session with the following exceptions. If there is no objection, they will be reported in the journal. Respectfully submitted, Senators Evers, Brown, and Huttmacher.
Second, no, announcements. Are there any announcements? Hearing none. Going. Senator Evers.
Thank you, Madam President. Every once in a while, something wonderful happens to one of our pages or interns, and we take the opportunity to delight with them. And Aaron McCarthy, if you'd please stand, we just wanted to say congratulations on your entrance to the University of South Dakota Law School.
Good. Congratulations. And on Senator Putnam.
Yes, members of the body, the Appropriations Committee will be meeting Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. in joint session. We'll be hearing the Department of Corrections juvenile side, and there won't be any green sheets.
And on behalf of Senator Putnam, it looks like the membership of Abate has about quadrupled since we welcomed you. To those of you that have just joined us, we're glad you're with us in peer today.
Madam President.
Senator Evers.
Thank you. This is a housekeeping matter, but earlier in the week you were asked not to roll down your roll tops. That request is still in place. If there are those of you who have items you do not wish to leave on your desk, please check with your leadership, certainly Senator Brown and myself, and I think Senator Huttmacher also joins me in saying that we will lock anything that you wish in our offices before we leave. But in the meantime, the desks need to remain open. They'll be working on them this weekend. Also, watch the weather carefully heading back to Pier. I think we're in for some snow. Thank you.
Madam President.
Senator Clavin.
Just a reminder, Government Operations and Audit meets on Tuesday at 3, right after session. And check the bulletin board. It will be a joint between House and Senate, and also the Senate committee will meet following that.
Okay, thank you. Other announcements?
Madam President.
Senator Vitter.
The Transportation Committee will meet at 7:55 on Tuesday morning. We'll also have the DOT will be there, State Police, and Highway Constructors will be presenting something.
Other announcements? Hearing none, the President will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Senator Madden moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Second.
Is there a second? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We are adjourned. Have a wonderful 3-day weekend. See you on Tuesday.